This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning. It is 8 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation, whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program. Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And it's 10 minutes after 6, the DTN General opening call. Expect corn later this morning to open 2 to 3 lower, beans 6 to 7 lower, wheat steady to 2 cents lower. The overnight crude oil market, 45 cents lower at $99.94. The Brent crude, 9 cents lower at $111.46. The February gold contract, 750 lower at $16.47. The U.S. dollar index, 0.122 higher at 80.338. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 6.05¾, up 13.5. May wheat closed at 6.23¼, up 9 cents. July wheat closed at 6.39, up 5¾. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 6.06, up 12.5. May corn closed at 6.12, up 11¾. July corn closed at 6.16, up 11¼. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 11.97, up 13.5. May beans closed at 12.04¼, up 12. July beans closed at 12.12½, up 11¼. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.15.70, up 37. May meal closed at 3.17.30, up 32. July meal closed at 3.19.50, up 29. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 51.06, up 66. May oil closed at 51.48, up 65. July oil closed at 51.86, up 66. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 2.92¾, up 8.5. May oats closed at 2.92¾, and that was up 9. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Ken McFarland with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Thursday afternoon. Concern over the South American crop conditions and technical buying at the Board of Trade supported grain values. Export interest was also improving for U.S. corn, with South Korea buying 110,000 metric tons and Mexico buying 154,700 tons. Central Illinois grain deals quoted their corn bids 12 to 17 cents higher at 594 to 612. Soybeans were 12 to 18 cents higher at 1167 to 1185. Corn bids in southern Illinois were 12 to 16 cents higher at 599 to 619. Soybeans were up 10 to 19 cents at 1176 to 1202. Wheat was 13 to 16 cents higher at 590 to 606. In St. Louis area, Country Elevators Mills reported corn bids 12 to 17 cents lower, ranging for, that's higher, ranging from 5.99 to 6.07. Soybeans were up 12 to 17 cents at 11.89 to 12.02. Wheat closed 13 to 16 cents higher at 5.91 to 6.04. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 9 to 13 cents higher at 6.10 to 6.15. Soybeans were 10 to 14 cents higher at 11.99 to 12.06. And new crop wheat was up 6 to 9 cents at 6.04 to 6.17. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 13 cents higher at 6.27 to 6.28. These elevators raised their soybean prices 15 cents with quotations at 12.23 to 12.24. Wheat was up 13 at 6.19 to 6.20, and Milo was up 12 at 6.01 to 6.02. This is Ken McFarland reporting for WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 85.40, down 87. April hogs closed at 87.50, down 42. May hogs closed at 95.30, down 67. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 124.20, up 97. April cattle closed at 127.80, up $1.15. June cattle closed at 126.30, up 60. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Thursday closed at 151.70, up 77. March feeders closed at 154, up $1.22. April feeders closed at 155.20, up 82 cents. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Thursday, January 19th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gills closed 63 cents higher. Carcass-based price range of 80.86 to 85.5, weighted average of 81.40. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 15,200. Illinois direct brown gilt trade steady to firm, 55 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter south steady to firm. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 50 to 55. 450 to 550 pounds at 52 to 58. Over 550 pounds at 55 to 60. Today's estimated receipts, 675, and Wednesday's actuals, 1,075. Pork carcass cutout, 84.77, and that is down 56 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs today, 424,000. Last week, 423,000. A year ago, 422,000. Week to date of 1,648,000. Cattle for today, 119,000. Last week and a year ago, both 128,000. Week to date of 506,000. Box beef cutout values were higher on select and lower on choice with moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 193 fabulous and 86 trim. Choice, 181.54, down 99 cents. Select at 175.24, and that is up 78 cents. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction over at Rushville, 378 head sold. Compared to last week, feeder cattle traded steady. No price comparison on slaughter steers, heifers, and cows or bulls not covered the previous week. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 123 to 128. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 123.75 to 126 and a quarter. Slaughter cows, 63 and a quarter to 70. Bony type cows at 60 to 65 and a quarter. Feeder steers, medium and large frame number 1s, weighing 550 to 600 pounds, 143 to 157. 600 to 700 pounds at 143.5 to 155 and a quarter. 700 to 800 pounds at 124.5 to 136.5. Heifers, medium and large frame number 1s, weighing 350 to 400 pounds at 151.5 to 156, 400 to 500 pounds at 140 to 150, large frame number 1s, weighing 500 to 600 pounds at 138.5 to 146, with fancy at 151.5. At the Greenville Livestock Auction, 468 head sold yesterday compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold a dollar higher. Holstein steers 50 cents lower in a light test, with slaughter cows 1 to 2 higher and slaughter bulls 2 lower. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s at 126 to 130. Selecting choice 2s and 3s, 120 to 125. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 114 to 118. Selecting choice 2s and 3s, 108 to 114. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 126.5 to 130.5. Selecting choice 2s and 3s, 120.5 to 125. Slaughter cows, breaking type 80 to 86. Boning type cows, 69 to 75, lean cows, 60 to 68, and slaughter bulls, your grade ones, at 75 to 80.5. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service, returning back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January Class 3 milk closed at $17.07 unchanged. For February, $16.49 up a penny. March milk closed at $16.77 up 9. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, $1.61 unchanged. For February, $155.50. That was down 7. And March butter closed at $159.50. That was down 27¾. January non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $140.50 unchanged. For February, $140 unchanged. And for March, $140 unchanged. Spot prices for Class 3 milk, $18.77. For butter, $157¾. For non-fat dry milk, $145. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.14. For February, $6.11. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.06. For February, $6.03. Beans delivered to either Scottville or Greenfield for January, $11.86. For February, $11.78. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.79. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.14. Corn at Scottville, $6.06. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $11.86. Wheat at Scottville, $5.79. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Coming up next, we'll check color radar weather.
If you're looking for residential, commercial, or agricultural doors, there's only one place to call. Midwest Garage Door Company in Pawnee. Agricultural work can be hard enough. Let Midwest Garage make your day a little easier. With just the touch of a button, our durable and secure doors are able to open or close on command, allowing you to drive your machinery in and out without so much as taking a step. Visit MidwestGarageDoor.com or call 625-4033 at Midwest Garage Door Company. We stand behind our doors.
20 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, color radar at this time showing a band of snow just north of I-72 moving slowly to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, cloudy skies, a slight chance of freezing drizzle this afternoon, high temperatures in the mid-30s and light east winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of freezing rain or snow, low temperatures in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Your extended weather forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer. A chance of a shower on Sunday, low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the mid-40s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have east winds at 5 miles per hour, the barometric pressure falling, partly cloudy skies, and a temperature of 14 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, by the Litchfield National Bank, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. In our farm news on this Friday morning, coming up Saturday, the hay auction at the Hamilton Ag Auction in Fosterburg, and Mike Hamilton gives us a preview.
Well, Randy, so far we've got between three or four loads of 3x3s lined up. We've got some alfalfa. We've got some grass alfalfa mixed. We've got a gooseneck load of 2x3 bales. It's really nice horse hay, and we've got a load of rye hay in and round bales. I've got another load, a semi-load of 4x5 round bales of grass. We should end up with probably 100, 150 round bales, and It's kind of hard to say on the small squares, but I'm thinking somewhere 1,000 to 1,500. So it looks like we're going to have a pretty nice weekend. We should have a pretty good sale, Randy.
And is the quality still fair, Mike?
You know, the hay that we've got coming in the 3x3s, it's really nice. This old hay is super good if you're looking for stock cow hay. The round bales of grass, yeah, it's really nice. And, I mean, on the small squares, you know, we're getting some good quality hay in, and then we're getting some lesser quality hay in. It seems like there's a lot of pressure on the small squares. A lot of them are gone already, fed up, and guys are starting to get to the bottom of their stacks. And, you know, I can't stress enough that if you're out there and you need small squares, don't wait very long, because it seems like our numbers are dropping every week. So,
and you want
to get some bought up.
And you want everything on the lot by Saturday at 10:30, correct?
Yeah, it sure helps us if we can have everything on the lot by 10:30. This way we can get everything checked in, and because I need all the help I got to, you know, run the auction. So it gets pretty busy around here on Saturday morning.
Okay, Mike, your phone number and your website.
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293, or they can go to our website. It's HamiltonHayAuction.com.
And once again, that's Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction at Fosterburg. Yesterday at the Greenville Livestock Auction, compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold about a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold about 50 cents lower in a light test. Slaughter cows sold $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter bulls sold about $2 lower. Feeder cattle sold at $12 to $14 higher. Slaughter steers accounted for about 15% of the total run. Slaughter Holstein steers about 6%. Slaughter heifers 7%. Slaughter cows about 30%. Slaughter bulls 2%. There were bred cows and cow-calf pairs. They accounted for about 1% of the total run. Feeder cattle accounted for 39%, and in that feeder supply, steers 18%, Holstein steers 14%, heifers 50%, bulls 18%, and feeders over 600 pounds accounted for about 20% of the total run at the Greenville Livestock Auction Thursday. Compared to last week, there were not enough sheep or goats for an accurate price comparison. Feeder lambs accounted for about 10% of the total, slaughter kids about 58%, slaughter nannies 16%, feeder kids about 11%, and other goats about 5%. The annual meeting of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District was held Thursday night at the Extension office in Hillsboro. The group heard reports from resource conservationist Chris Reynolds and district conservationist C.J. Lydell. Also speaking was State Representative Wayne Rosenthal and Ken Shaw of Hillsboro of the Natural Area Guardians about projects they have, including working in the area near the Litchfield truck scale and along the old Big Four Railroad right-of-way between Butler and Hillsboro. Lonnie Wilson of the Illinois Soil and Water Conservation District spoke about legislation-effective conservation efforts. He urged members to keep in touch with their area legislators. The program for the evening was given by Debbie Flegel of Trees Forever and Terry Ziegler, who spoke about the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program and how it works. Elected to the Board of Directors were Dave Schluckebeer of Donaldson, Dave Pastrovich of Litchfield, and Jason Anderson of Butler. We talked to the current chairman, Tony Krager. He praised the staff at the Hillsboro office and went over conservation efforts over the past years.
Still able to keep our office open. There's a lot of areas offices are closing down because of the state funding shortages. And we've had a good history here. We had a lot of money, you know, built up from the old days. We was able to maintain that and use, Chris was able to get the federal money to help the staff pay for part of the staff, you know, so the cut in the state dollars has not hurt us, you know, tremendous amount. What is, as far as staff goes, but as far as putting the programs on the land, yeah, we're cut way back from where we have spent up to $120,000 in 1 year. Now we're back to, I think next year we're going to get $22,000 or something.
What is
like that.
One of the biggest single projects you've spent money on over the past few years?
Oh, I couldn't name a single project. We try to do several projects, you know, spread it all out. So it doesn't go to just one person, you know. I mean, we had waterways, terraces, you know, several dry dams mostly. That's probably the biggest thing we've been doing.
And that's all continuous too, isn't it? I mean, you've always got projects like going on.
We've got projects going on all the time. And like Chris was saying tonight, we got caught up finally this year on a lot of our projects because the wet spring, the wet years we've had the last 2 years, we haven't been able to get them all done. But this past year, we was able to get a lot of them done. And then we started this new deal. You can actually lay your land out. We pay you a little bit of rental rate. And then you can do it in the summertime then, you know, like mow your crop down. Because it, like to build a dry dam, you don't have to take out very much area to build a dry dam. So we's actually paying guys to let that land set aside so they could get these projects done. And we got caught, you know, the good this last fall and spring. In fact, we just was doing some work a couple weeks ago. So we was able to get all of our money caught up spent, you know. So that's been an important thing right there, I guess. We have got the money spent.
That was Tony Krager, the chairman of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. Earlier this week, members of the Illinois Pork Producers attended a meeting in Chicago with the National Pork Board. We have this report from Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Derek Dunkirk of Morrisonville is the president-elect of the Illinois Pork Producers. Last week, the Illinois Pork Producers executive team traveled to Chicago to meet with members of the National Pork Board and take some interesting tours in that part of the state. We talk with Derek about the trip.
Yeah, the exec team from Illinois, me and Jim Kaichek, Phil Borgick, Kurt Zare, and Todd Dale and Brent Scholl, we're going to meet up with National Pork Board in Chicago last week and do a few meetings and some tours. And National Pork Board has kind of set a tradition of kicking off their new year every year in a different state and getting together with that state team, maybe to get a little information and feedback of how things are going in the state in the last year and maybe stuff that National Pork Board could work on for the upcoming year and maybe to get some info before we get to our pork forum, which is usually around the first part of March. So that's been a tradition they've started. That's kind of nice they get around to each state. After our tour of Fair Oaks on Wednesday, we met in Chicago on Thursday. But on Wednesday, the Fair Oaks Dairy, for those that don't know, it's one of the largest dairies in the U.S. It's located just across the Illinois border, just on the west side of Indiana. I believe they said they run 30 to 32,000 cows, and of course their 24-hour operation. They have an extremely unique interactive tour, and you can get on a bus and they will take you over to one of the pods, one of the farms, and drive you through the barns and actually take you in and let you walk from a display area, the carousel, the cows milking on the carousel. And of course they do a nice job of explaining all that. They take you by their anaerobic digesters and show you how they're, you know, using all the gas off the manure to power even the visitor center. It's a very nice tour, and you were
blown away, and hopes are that they might be venturing into a hog operation near the dairy.
Yeah, they've talked about adding maybe possibly a sow side or a pig side to the tour. So I guess we'll just have to see how their plans come and see if they can do that.
Derek said the group was also able to talk to the national group about the Illinois campaign, Da Burger.
Sure, and that's what we did on Thursday then, as the Illinois board, to present to National Pork Board our efforts and what we've done on promotions and marketing in the last year. Folks here in Illinois know that we had a really good promotions and marketing year, as far as we're concerned, with Da Burger and a lot of the efforts in the Chicago area. Then, of course, Da Burger with the Bears was one of our biggest promotions of the year, and we're looking to expand that into 2012. And we were there just, you know, sharing that information with the Pork Board and seeing if we could get some insight, maybe some things we've missed or changes we could make. And they were all very interested. We think that it was a good time to bring in the pork burger, and hopefully it will, you know, get some legs and go there in that Chicago area.
Mid-Illinois pork producer Derek Dunkirk, president-elect of the Illinois Pork Producers. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Coming up Friday through Sunday, February 3rd through the 5th, the 31st annual Gateway Mid-America Toy Show will be held, featuring farm toys of all scales and eras. It will be held at the Westport Plaza in St. Louis. One of the organizers is Daryl Baker of Shipman, and he talked to WSMI about the show.
Yes, there is. We have a few openings yet, and you can contact me. Daryl Baker, 6210 Shaw Road, Shipman, Illinois. Or you can go to the website at gatewaytoyshow.com and use the email contact through there to contact me.
Okay. Now, have you done this sort of thing before?
Dad, this is the 31st year of the show. Dad and Bob Heber ran it for several years. 6 years ago, Dad bought it from Bob, and that's when me and my sister Faye got into it. And we've been helping run it since then, and we're slowly taking over because of the electronic communication issues. We're just slowly taking it over.
How many exhibitors do you usually have for your toy show?
We have 150 trading rooms, and there will be 150 tables, trading tables, in 8 rooms throughout the hotel. The trading rooms are open door. You wander around between the rooms, and they've got their merchandise all spread out in their rooms. That's one way we can find a place big enough to house us, because otherwise we would need 800 tables, and that's a fairly large room.
Do you have a lot of trading going on too, correct?
Yes, there's trading. It starts on Thursday when the dealers get there. They do a lot of inter-dealer trading, and Friday and Saturday, yes, trading Sunday.
On the Farm Show Saturday, our guest will be Gabrielle Thompson of the Department of the Interior, Bureau of Land Management. She will tell us about a horse and burro adoption that will be held around the country. One will be held Friday and Saturday, February 17th and 18th in Jackson, Missouri. Ms. Thompson will talk about the adoption process and other information for those who may be interested in adopting a wild horse or burro. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:15, Saturday afternoon about 12:45 on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN general opening call for today: corn 2 to 3 lower, beans 6 to 7 lower, wheat steady to 2 cents lower. The overnight crude oil market 45 cents lower at $99.94, Brent crude 9 cents lower at $111.46. And the February gold contract, $7.50 lower at $1,647. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Litchfield National Bank, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.